Dan bi sim jin tham ju ju de nu sam ba jang ju chu to ge ba na che le sim ba shu ru pa si sim ba ne ge chu ge chum ba de ni te ba chi me ju la ma de ni shu ru che ba la de na ba shi na ne sum ba te ju ngi she ba de la lu yin nam sha na yin lang ge she da ju yong su su ben jia wa she ba su mi ben na ne ni ba yin lang ge she de la to ja chu sum na to ju ne shi yu ben na ne ni ba ne shi to ju ne shi de la ngon tout le monde est en train de se faire. Il y a des gens qui sont en train de se faire. Il y a des gens qui sont en train de se faire. Il y a des gens qui sont en train de se faire. Il y a des gens qui sont en train de se faire. Il y a des gens qui sont en train de se faire. Il y a des gens qui sont en train de se faire. Il y a des gens qui sont en train de se faire. Jordan Gebra Sheban Nama Sumi Benani, Suman Jordan Gebra Sheban Delat, Nancesu Subject Nama Duni Benani. That subject Tama Jita washing some Micha Bandini, Shuan Chebekapsu, Babare.
Please listen with the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking of all sentient beings who have been our parents, with the wish to lead all of them to a state of complete enlightenment. So the text we're studying is the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, and we are in the third of the four sections of its explanation. And don't do that. So we are in the third point of the four sections of the explanation, which is a presentation of the text itself. This is presented in three parts. It's first a presentation of the body of the scripture, a general summary, then presentation of the limbs, the presentation of each of the points individually, and then there is the conclusion. So we are in the second section, that is the individual presentation of each of the points. There's two parts in that. There's first presentation of the first three points, the three jewels which are the result to be attained, and then presentation of the four remaining sections. The way to attain this result, fruition of the three jewels, we are in the second section, presented in three parts. This first presentation of the points which are common to all four. Then there's an individual presentation of each, and then the presentation of the benefit. We're in the second, the presentation, individual presentation of each, and in that we reach the presentation of the second point, the enlightenment or realization. And so in that presentation of the enlightenment or realization, then there's three sections, and then the third being a detailed explanation. The detailed explanation is given in seven points, and we reach the presentation of the seventh, which is the inconceivability.
That the Majita was in some game, which had been done, the Lion, Dortema, and Gabrishavan, but you've been none yet, and what Dortema. The some game, which had been filled with Dortema and Della, Nagi Yulmi be cheered down, the Namgi do be cheered down, Sangi Changchuk de Casore, some game, which had been Jum Sende, Nagi Yulmi be cheered down, Chickche, the Namgi do be cheered down, saying it in Nibache, Tobe. Toba jubine, my bitches, that toba jubine, senare, Ranzoga sore. Chuton sema, dang, denny, low number tobi, jul, major barba, denny, toba jubine, my bitches, anson, Sumbache, belle de bitches, Shibach, Lana meba, him, that chetam chicken, nani, choto jabam, Lana meba, him, chosen, Navache, Sisi madubi, chiris, or that did Dubai, but. Jalvi could sumbo dini, such would be papa nunki jang, sangi michama. Then Jalvi could sumbo senare, ni sangi changchub dera, jitawa shindu, such would be papa, papi kansan nunki jang, sangi michaba. Insure. That could sumbo de rangin sena, could sumbo can do the zoo, the jitawa shin, the sangi konagi. Jule mado such a seba the nagi chang jule majurba yimara then the sangi michap na shimba namgi suyo and yet rangel se and radan dinashi kaso tekwala maju dingi kansa de dagi shim gubar yes on it shen nagi tachi meso on the tortembar
So there are two sections. There's first the brief introduction and then detailed explanation. So the brief presentation first. It says, because it is not the domain of speech, so that is the first reason why the enlightenment is inconceivable. So the first, that it's not the domain of speech, it's not something that we can express in words, because it belongs to the absolute, so it is the absolute truth, then that's the second. Because it is not a subject that applies to thought, so that is beyond the our conceptual mind, beyond the this conventional value cognition of ordinary vision, limited ordinary vision, then that's the so the third. The fourth is that it transcends analysis, and so investigation, analysis, because it is unsurpassed, and so that is the most excellent, perfect. And then because it is not included in existence or peace, so it is beyond samsara and nirvana. So that's the sixth. And so the realm of the conquerors, three quayas, since it is inconceivable even for the noble ones of the tenth level, what more need be said for anyone else? And so those are the reason why the enlightenment is inconceivable even for 10th Bhumi Bodhisattva. And so therefore, since it is inconceivable for 10th Bhumi Bodhisattva, it goes without saying that it is also the case for Ashravakas and Pratika Buddhas or ordinary beings.
She shapi ki jumsen de da rimba shindu ma sheba imba jumsen rimba sheba kusumbo dini sachu pan la nepe chang samdu mepa yinde sonre kusumbo senayari sanji ki changchuk dini sachu la nige changchu sembe chang samdu mepa yinbi jumsen karisena ngagi samdu mepa yinbi jumsen ngāgi jyōdō mēbi chē sō mā rā tēnī ngāgi jyōdō mēbi jōmsēng kā rā sō yōdī nāndā ngāgi jyōdō mēbā mēbi chē tē sō tā ngāgi jyōdō mēbā yīn tē sō rā ngāgi jyōdō mēbā yīn bī jōmsēng tē ngā yūl kūnzō bī yīn lā sō rā nāndā ngāgi jyōdō mēbi jōmsēng tē ngāgi yuldu jirba di kunzu bi chöyri mādo dendan bi chöyri ngāgi yuldu majurba yinbari ngāgi chöyri meba yin sonra rwa di ngā yul kunzu bi yinla di da kusumbo di dendan mi bi chumsengi ngāgi yul ma yin sonra dendan mi bi chiro son dendan mi yinde kunzu bi la to yul ki chabjan di tobe takja mi bi chiro son tati kusumbo di sāngjī kī jāngchūp tī tuyantā mīmī chūmsēn kārī sēnā tōpī kī yūl māyī bī chērī sōng rē kūnzūp lā tō yūl kī chāp chāng sōng rē rō tā kūnzūp yī nā tāndā kā sōng rē lō tōpī kī tōpī chāp sōng rē tōpī kī yūl kī chāp chāng tuyantām tāndā kā sōng rē sāngjī kī jāngchūp tī tōpī kī tāk chā sēnā rē tōpī kī yūl dō mā jūr bā chē rō tī yī dī kūnzūp māyī tuyantā mīmī sōng rē chē tī dā tōpi kī tājā māyī mī chūmsēng kārī sēnā tājā mīn tē sō jitēn pī kī tēnī pē tāng tēnsī kī lā sō bā tē sō kī kā sō rē pē tāng tēnsī kī lā sō bā lā tēnī tō tō bī yō mā rē pē tāng tēnsī kī tē kā sō rē yū lē tē bā rē sō rē jē sū pā pā rā chā wā mī mī chē tāng sō rā pē tāng tēnsī kī nē tēnī jē sū pā kā chā māyī mī chē tāng sō dā jē sū pā kā chā māyī tē sō rē jikten len de shing lana meba yinbi chir ta dela ka sore pe shengi chundu meba yin sore rwa ta changi ki changshu di jita wa shindu chunbi ki pe shen meba re son pe sok medo son ta pe la soba sok sen pe sok sen di pe nang tensik la soba de yinba re medo
So next, the detailed explanation. So first is a presentation of the reasons as a sequence. So here we are presenting the different reason why enlightenment is inconceivable. And in that first section, we'll see how there's a sequence, or the kind of logical sequence between those different reasons that are given for the inconceivability of the of enlightenment. So these are the three kayas cannot be conceived even by those dwelling on the 10th level, because it is not something that can be expressed in speech. And so we're saying first that it is it is inconceivable for those on the 10th level. So even bodhisattvas on the 10th bhumi cannot conceive of it, and the reason is that because it is cannot be expressed in speech. Then it is not something that can be expressed in speech, because the domain of speech is the relative, while this is the absolute. And so the next is that explaining, so why we just said, so it is, you know, it is inexpressible because it cannot be, it is inconceivable because it cannot be expressed by speech, by words, and so we can't conceive of it. And it is so inexpressible because, so of, because everything that is of the domain of speech, everything that we can express in words, necessarily belongs to the relative. And here, enlightenment is actually the ultimate. The three kayas correspond to the ultimate, and so therefore they're beyond the domain of speech. It is absolute because the relative is the domain covered by thought, while this is not something to be imputed by thought. And so then we just say, so it is because it is the absolute. But then why is it the absolute? Well, it is the absolute because it is not of the domain of thought. It is not something that can be conceived of. We can make a concept and apply them to the ultimate. It is utterly beyond all of this. And so being beyond all thoughts or concept, then conceptual imputations, then it is the absolute. It is not something to be imputed because it is not something that can be inferred through worldly analogies, logic, and so on. And so it is also something that is beyond all the... so it says something that cannot be imputed by thought because it can't be inferred. We can't deduce, so use inference or use a logic based on particular reasons to come to understand what it is. And so it is not of the domain of inference. It can't be. We can't use reasons and examples in order to illustrate that. It cannot be inferred because it transcends the world and is unsurpassed. There are no analogies for it. So it says, the Tibetan says, there's no analogies and so on. That means there's no analogies and reasons for it. And so that's why it is so, and the reason why there's no analogies or no reasons for it that can be used in order to establish what it is that because it is utterly beyond the world, it is the unsurpassable, it transcends the world.
Lana meba yin te si shi ma du bi che re so lana meba yin bi chum sin de si ba kham zum khor wa da shi wa nyang yin len de be cha ma du bi che re so la ba wa la si shi ma du ba yin te si shi ta la ne ba ne me bi che re so le da si shi ma du bi chum sin de si ba kham zum khor wa la ya ne yo ne ne tanda ga so re That's about comes from Korwala, Sangye Leda, Leda Nyomon Bichin, Neyo Marwa, Tedang, and then she was Chok Chipala, Tanda, Yanele Deva Chok Chipala, Tende, Neyo Mare, then the Siji Maduba in Sore. That's Negasori, she was on the Tanya to the Rangel, she was not sent any, Dodon to the Juncheva, Junchene, Negasori. She was never delashi, never delat any. shiwar neba se yuwar rwa dodeon la sobo jun che ne neba de la shiwar neba se dende mayin bare dende di sisi ge ka sore sisi thala mineba yin sore minebi che te shiwa la yuen dion dang sipa la jun nindu dende tokwa mebe che re sona sisi la minebi jun chen dende shiwa la ta dewa la soba yuen dion do tawa na sipa kamzum korwa la dungal do tawa dende me tawe ge number tokwa lo tokpa tene meso ne nebi chomsing sijil me neba yinso ngo dege taka sore junzen desu ke rinba shendo yi shiya bare tene sabje niba kuni dan jarde ta junzen desu kuni dan jarde dor duwa ina so ne dendu na tangbor tenbi junzen ngabo nani so ta junzen ngabo sijil ki madubi chiri sheba di yenche gere dingun di ngabo desu re sijil maduba singe di dupa cha de yu Lana maybe cherish begin bargi, Jumsen, Naba, Nabo Dani, Sabji, Travichir, Chugu Sangi Michabigi, that Jumsen in Sonen, Chugu Sangi Michel, Jumsen de la Jumsen Nabangaji, Duba Sisi Madubi, Cherishing De, then Sugu Sangi Michabigi, Dunny in Sonen, Madupe, Gegatun, Nangyang, D. Noboham, Ranjinto, Mimbi Cherish. Sanji Sugi Kuneda, Lamardo, Sanji Tubu Kutezo, Ranzumola, Kegato, Nangiore, Nangiore, the Yena, Kegaki Ranshin, the Dubio Rivisana, Kegaki Ranshin, the Maduba Imani, Ranshin, the Mimbi Chir, this Sugu Sangi Michaba in Son Dimitida, Sangi Michaba, Kasore, Jumsen, number Duns, and Sangi Michabi Dun, number Dunu, Drew Ubinani, Nabo de. Chugudan, Damong Abo the Chugugi, that's something which have been done. Dubade, that's something which have been done in Son Tembao.
So there's no reason or example analogies that could be used in order to understand it. And because, we just said, because it is it is unsurpassed. And so now we see it is unsurpassed because it does not belong to existence or peace, and so it is neither of the domain of samsara nor of nirvana. It doesn't. So that is the reason why it is unsurpassed. It is neither falling to the extreme of samsara nor the extreme of nirvana. And it does not belong to existence or peace because it does not dwell in the extremes of existence or peace. So that is that the Buddhas are those who are obviously not in the samsara, but they also do not dwell, rest in the nirvana, just in that extreme of the nirvana, just rest there comfortably. And the reason is that because it has no thought either of peace as positive or of existence as a negative, and so there's no the Buddha does not conceive of the like the joy, the happiness, the bliss of the nirvana and of the or peace, and or the on the opposite the suffering of the samsara. So because of that, so he does not therefore dwell into those extreme of samsara and nirvana. And so now comes the concise explanation related to the two kayas. And so for the first five reasons presented the Dharmakaya is inconceivable, being profound and subtle. And with the sixth, the Rupakaya is also explained to be inconceivable, since it does not belong to existence or peace, and thus, although it appears to arise and cease, has no substance or true nature. And so, we just mentioned six reasons why the enlightenment of the three kayas are inconceivable, and the first five of those reasons apply to the Dharmakaya, and the sixth being the fact that it does not belong to samsara or nirvana, to existence or peace. So that's the sixth reason. So that relates to the Rupakaya, and so that is. So if you look a bit more closely to that sixth reason, the related to the Rupakaya. It says that although it appears to rise and cease, has no substance or true nature. And so the Rupakaya, and particularly the Nirmanakaya, do appear to take birth, remain for some time, and die or pass away, so appear to rise and cease. However, in themselves, at the level of the Nirvanakaya itself, it doesn't have this nature at all. It doesn't have the nature of being something that arises and something that ceases, even though it appears to do this. And so that's why it is inconceivable. So this sixth quality, that is of not belonging to existence or peace, is relates to the Rupakaya, while the first five reasons pertain to the Dharmakaya.
Rikpa minna, ta dakse ki senpa dezo kiyan, ta sanji ki samgi michabi yendun dezo, ni kaso ngunsum ki tong tukiyo maari, jidawa shi tong tukiyo, to tukiyo maari, rik tukiyo maari, sona mayna palbe tachi miyo shi so son. Dini rongpe wangkuru top shi, wazir chimbe wang toba sachu la che dos, tanda zawa nanglo la wangkuru wang toba singe kiyorwa, wang top singe di, tanda di nanglo la Wang Chu Toba Sinichiro, Wang Toba Sinichiro, Wang Chu 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 Toba Sinichiro, Wang 다서기 셈바 차상라 샤투기요 말에 다사 개바도 구바도 줄 샤기요 말에 로아 디니디 롱베기다 텐데제니 왕구르 생엔디야 오즈르 침부 왕라 델샤도 스로 오즈르 침부 왕라 델온디 다디 사추기 셈바레 마도 샤에 메바레 사추발라 체도소 리우니 비사첸조 테보치만 줄라메테 조군주게 릭 넘버 에발레 장축기 갑데 니바오스
So next is how the qualities are inconceivable. So as a summary of inconceivability, with the qualities of unsurpassed primordial wisdom, which is the direct realization of both the nature and the extent of things, the great of vast compassion to liberate infinite sentient beings, the activity and so on, that means by possessing all the measureless qualities, the conqueror has perfected all the qualities and reached the ultimate extent of the path and is inconceivable. So here, so presenting the in summary, in brief, so this aspect of inconceivability, and so it says that basically the Buddha has those because he has those three qualities of wisdom, compassion, and power corresponding to the activity, and it is inconceivable because his wisdom, his this unsurpassable primordial wisdom, which is a direct a realization of both the nature of thing and things in all their multiplicities, that has those two aspects. The compassion is vast and limitless, as infinite as there are sentient beings, and so there is this inconceivable also love, compassion, and then the aspect of power, that is the activities for the sake of sentient beings, are also beyond measure, beyond they can't be conceived of. And so that's why it says that the conqueror has perfected all the qualities and reached the ultimate extent of the path and is inconceivable. And so the Buddha, having perfected the path, and so has those three qualities of wisdom, love, and power, and because of that, so is inconceivable. Therefore, this last aspect of the set of eight properties of the self-arisen ones, so those are the eight qualities of enlightenment that we've been discussing, and so the eighth one being the one here that we are talking about, the inconceivability, is not even understood directly just as it is by the great sages, the bodhisattvas who dwell on the pure levels and have thus attained the ten powers. No need to mention ordinary people. So that is here. So it says that it is inconceivable because even for the bodhisattvas who are on the pure bhumi, the 8th, 9th, and 10th bhumi, the pure bhumis, and so that is it says in the root text that not even understood by the great sages who have attained the powers, and so attained the powers means Mipramichi explains that is those bodhisattvas who have attained the ten powers, and so having the ten powers, so that corresponds to those bodhisattvas on the pure bhumis, he explains, and so those bodhisattvas on 8th, 9th, 10th bhumi, those great bodhisattvas, so are unable to actually conceive of it, to conceive of all those qualities of enlightenment and so on, so therefore it is inconceivable. Rongten interprets who have attained the powers as who have received empowerment, the empowerment of great lights, to explain this as referring to the 10th level. And so for Rongten, again, his understanding of the root text is slightly different. And so this expression, so who have attained the power, so means who have received the empowerment. So this, since power and empowerment in Tibetan are both expressed by the word wang, so he understands wang as meaning empowerment rather than meaning the powers, and so to mean instead of meaning so that they have attained those powers, or they have more that they have received the empowerment, and This is referring to the empowerment of great light rays. So that is the way that 10th Bhumi Bodhisattvas are empowered by Buddhas. And so being empowered, then they have this ability to emanate really beautiful rays of light and so on. So that would, so Rongten explained, that cannot refer to all the Bodhisattvas on the pure Bhumis, but that refer only to the 10th Bhumi Bodhisattva, this expression. So those Wangtop, those who have received the empowerments. So from the Shastra of the highest continuum of the great vehicle, the divisions of affinity of the jewels, this is the second chapter on enlightenment.
Shila, the yendung in number she bandela, she doing ni son. Kuni dang jar tangi ewan dang, she yendin, telawapa. Number ewa la ni son, din on it, tango, the number ewan dela, number ni son. Kudang yendin, she de temba dang, de da so sore ewa, se number ni ben nani. Sene, Tsuchirwa, then than be Chugu down is only Randun de Jurba, then than be Chugu down, Shendun de Jurba de Chugu de la Tembi, Sukunzo, Sukiku, Nide, Sore Chugula Yupe, the Kula Samotandi, Chugu de Sukunaba Niche, Yendun la Samotandi, Ni Chugu de la Yuba, Delu and the Sumjutani down Sukula Yuba. Number Mimbi, Debuam, Yendun Sumjutani, Tombe Yendun. Ngi ewan dukchu tsashi in teta ino so da Nanda yendun gi liu di nanglo la Kaso xie wongdu Yendun dukchu tsashi kone xie gyo re so le Dukchu tsashi in te Chugu gi yendun de la Dalwi gi yendun se ne Da yendun na sumchu soni xie yongo re Suku gi yendun de la Mimbi gi yendun se ne Da sumchu soni donbe Da dukchu tsashi in teta ino so
Pusun zobe ku na
Now the next section is on the qualities, which are the branches or some aspects of the realization. There are two main headings, listing and classifying them with reference to the two kayas, and then establishing the qualities thus classified. So first, listing and classifying them with reference to the two kayas. There are also two parts. There's first, classification of the kayas and qualities, and then classification of each individually, each of the those qualities. First, classification of the kayas and qualities together. So a benefit for oneself and benefit for others are the absolute Dharmakaya and, based upon it, the relative Rupakaya. The Dharmakaya has 32 qualities of illumination and the Rupakaya has 32 results or qualities of full maturation, together making the 64 different qualities. So there is. So here we're discussing the qualities in terms of qualities for the benefit of oneself and qualities for the benefit of others, and relate that to the two kayas. And so here in the explanation, it explained how actually the qualities of for the benefit of oneself correspond to the Dharmakaya, whereas the qualities for the benefit of others relate to the Rupakaya. However, you remember when we discussed the kaya of liberation and the Dharmakaya at that time, in that he was said actually benefit of others and benefit of for oneself were corresponding actually to both. But here, so it is presented slightly differently, but there's no kind of a contradiction or problem in doing this. And so here, the way it relates is relating so those qualities as the relating the 64 qualities of enlightenment. 32 correspond to the Dharmakaya, the aspect of qualities of illumination, result of illumination. And then there is a 32 which results from a maturation, that are the qualities of the Rupakaya, so for the benefit of others.
Temba hi su ki kuni shen parul tadi zo shenden punzo ki ku yin sone sukude parul ki den punzo bi ne yin la sone pundum tsokpe ne se na shendun rupi ki shi so ra wuji shendun takar so rupi ki ne dhe ni so ne yin la tangbo so ta tangbo yu chu ku ni topla so bi dalwi yun dun nam dang den la so ta den dam bi ku se na chu ku de top ju mi jik ba shi ta madribi chu chok ya la so ba shi yun go ten de ye Dalwi ki yun dun dang den la so Dalwi yun dun nam dang den la Niba suku ni Kibu chenpo chen sangpo chen sang sumju suni mo sunam sakpa le Nambar mimi yun dun dang da dang den no so Da suku ki yun dun di shiyong di Da chen sangpo sumju zanyi so Chen sangpo sumju zanyi so Chen siyong di da gar so re ta sort of jirwa chen dang ta seng zi trabu le tadi gari ki ta re gari ki chen re seng di kibu chenpo chenpe ki ta ka sore chenpe ki ta rwa kibu chenpo chenpe ki ta dende da kibu chenpo ki ta dende yin so re da dila chen sangpo sumju zang yin so re rwa di ta ka sore minbi ki debu seni xie yung go re minbi ki debu xie yung go re namin ki debu seni xie yung go rwa namin ki debu seni xaaban de yang ta loba lam ki kaab su sunam saabar le ta nambar minbi ki debu yin seni na xie dhug yung go rwa sunam saabar le nambar minbi ki yundun da dang de no song Tā tē sō lā tēnē jōng shāpa sō rāw jī sē yōng gōrē rā.
So the classification or division of each presentation of each individually, and so the domain endowed with all the perfect benefits for oneself is the absolute Dharmakaya, a purview of a sublime primordial wisdom. So we've been in relation to the Dharmakaya and the Rupakaya we've been discussing. So those the excellent kaya of the benefit for oneself and the excellent kaya the benefit for others, and so those are the result of elimination, the other the result of ripening. And so first the domain endowed with all the perfect benefits for oneself, so the perfect kaya of benefit for oneself is the absolute Dharmakaya, which is the purview of a sublime primordial wisdom, which is known only by the sublime primordial wisdom. And then the Rupakaya of the great sages, the Buddhas, which is explained to be merely symbolic or merely conventional, is the domain of perfect benefit for others. And so the Rupakaya of the great sages. So the great sage usually so refers to the Buddha. Sometimes we saw in this text it comes as talking about the great sages of the tenth bhumi. So that refers to tenth bhumi Bodhisattva. But most of the time when we say the great sage or Transong in Tibetan sometimes or Rishi in Sanskrit. So the great Rishi, the great sage refers to usually to the Buddha. So this great sage is the Buddha, which manifests as merely symbolic or merely conventional, that is the domain of the perfect benefit for others. So this manifests the Rupakayas, so manifest for the benefit of others, is the manifestation for the benefit of others, and it is just a merely symbolic or conventional. Conventional that is in relation to the conventional perceptions of the beings, and in accordance with their convention, that is to the conventional level, And or in other words, it is symbolic. And because, you know, when the Rupakayas manifest, then manifest, you know, faces, hands, and so on, those different features, which is just merely symbolic features. They just symbolically manifest. And those types of features, hands, face, and so on, you do not find that at the level of the Dhammakaya. Yet at the level of the Rupakaya, those symbolic manifestations of faces and hands and so on do appear to the to beings. So that is the second level. The Rupakaya is correspond to the qualities for the benefit of others. So the first, the Dhammakaya, possesses the qualities of elimination, such as the strength and so on. And so the qualities of the Dhammakayas are the 10 strength, the 4 fearlessnesses, the 18 unshared qualities or unique qualities. So those are the 32 qualities of the Dhammakaya, the qualities of elimination. And then there are the qualities of the Rupakaya are the 32 excellent marks of great beings. So the marks, or marks means also like a sign or indication. And so the word, the marks, they are marks or signs or indication of a great being. And so there are 32 of them, which it says the qualities of the full maturation of accumulated merit. So they are explained to be here the result of the accumulation of merit while on the path. So while bodhisattvas on the path accumulate merit, and as a result, as at Buddhahood, this aspect of the 32 excellent marks manifest.
Ibi yundun xieba de la yang xi yu song de, xi yu bing dong de, dang bo yundun de da bedun jar ni jar de dong dor ten ba song de, da bedun de jar ni gar su yundun de su oge, da riri xin du xie giyong gare, dong su du ni xieba de din da jidang yundun de la dukju zai xi si ne, dong gi dukju zai xi yor ba dōjū tsāshī yōpēn nāng nē, dā sāng chū kī kū yōn dēn dē lā dā sumchū sō nī chē, sumchū sō nī bō dē, dā tēsē nāng bā sum chē yōng kō yō, tōp chū dā mī jī bā shī dāng mā dē bā chō kē sēn. Dā dē nāng nē, dāng bō tōp chū bō dē, mā rī bā sō, dī bā nāng jōng bā lā tōk bā mē chē, shēng kē mē chē bēn dōr jī dā, tōp tōp chū bō tē, tā dōr jē tāngā pē chā shāk bā rē, pē chā rē pē chūm sēn tē, tōp chū tē kē, tā tōp chū sē nā yā rē, chō sāng jē kēm bē yē shē tē, kēm bē yē shē tē kē, tā mā rīk bā sō, dī pā nām jōm bā lā tō kwa mē kī ngī sō, tā mā rīk bā lā sō pē nyō mō bā tē sō, tā dī pā tē tā jōm bā lā tō kwa mē kī ngī, nī, tā mā nyō mō bā lā sō pā kī chū, tā nyō bā chī kī wā rē sē nā, chū nyō bā mē bā rē. 네 미도바리 시행기 미체바 난다 산지기 예시들라 와디디 돌제다 배자샤바 인소리 돌제제다와 신세네 톱주보데 돌제다 배자샤네 근데 미지바 시 니니 에 코르토타 입에 나오는 집에 박차와 매바 생기신 미지바 시 생기니 생제다 가소리 배자샤바레 다 생게나 배자샤바 생게데 다 리다기 리다기 다 간디 라고 주여바이 샘진 간디 라고 주여바이나요 되니 가소리 샘진 대졸라 아 다시 샤나세야 다랑라라 소바 가야 메바레 박차와 메바레 와 딘디치니 에다 네 토규요레 디나시 다 산제게 네 산제라 미직 비시 된 대바인디 되니 코르소 타에바 다 타나 에 가소리 직된게 장송 쳔본다다 라당 루당 뉴진당 되니 dindirgi, da zo dezo gi yang da tsuldang tumba jine sangye lang gol tukuyo ma re da dezo la yang, da kaso re dezo gi, zo dezo gi yang bak cawa tang jiba mebar ne bi chan kaso re, ne tukuyo re di chani, ni mijik bi shi yun dun de sangye dang pe jar shaba yin song dejin sheba ma dheba, da dejin shebi sangye gi chwe ma dheba chob je ni shen ganda yang, tanda sa chui senpa dezo la yang mebar wa Gandayang, Tumu Mayimbi, da Sanje Rangi Yundere Mado, Shenla Mebara, Tumu Mayimba, Namkadang, Pechar Shaba Yin Sore. 남카 생일에 나고부 시행기 가서 모다 맞제바 이미지 중생기 다 배자샤바 이 말에 신데 투빈 둘자 남라 구 첸비히 넘버 템 템바 남니니소 구 첸비 넘버 템바 수구 넘버 니 추구 롱구다 추구 넘버 니 니니 둘자 중원다 녀와라 나야 대다기 모 두바 메베 추다다 남다 신 가서 배자샤바 이소레 다 둘자 중원다 녀와서 둘자 중원 니 마다 베게 다 만다기 로아 둘자디 조 임바레 셈제 셴디 조 임바레 다 데졸라 산지 툴비 쿠나기레 산지 툴비 쿠나사기 다 둘자디 조 둘자 징와제 로아 다 디 산지 툴비 쿠디 추난기 다위기 수닝기 베 자샤바레 둘자 녀와스요데 다 닥세기 셈바 아가소레 살라네베 셈바데즈 임바레 리나네 다하는 다사다 사추바데 네게 간사데 졸라 네위게 간사스라 네위게 간사데 졸라 더 롱주 조부쿠 나토고여 롱주 조부쿠데 남크게 나와나시 벤자샤고 예수 신노
So now we're going to look into more detail into those qualities, and the section called Establishing the Qualities Thus Classified. So the first is a concise summary combining analogies and meaning. So just a summary, not a detailed explanation, and using example in order to show the those qualities, to illustrate those qualities. The ten powers are like a Vajra, unimpeded and indestructible by anything else that destroy the obscurations of ignorance and so on. So the first set of qualities are the ten powers, and they are compared to a Vajra, because the ten powers, which are the this ability to destroy the obscuration of ignorance and so on without anything kind of or blocking it or obstructing it, so this unimpeded capacity to destroy ignorance and so on. Ignorance and so on meaning the ignorance and the other destructive emotions. And so that aspect of the ten strength correspond to the aspect of the wisdom aspect, the omniscient wisdom aspect of the Buddha. And so in it, with his wisdom, so the Buddha is able to overcome all the destructive emotions, ignorance and so on, without any impediment, without anything blocking it. And so therefore it can't be harmed or by anything else. And so so that is why those ten qualities of or ten powers are compared to a Vajra, because there's nothing that can nothing external that can harm them, because of this capacity to overcome all the destructive emotions such as ignorance. Next is the four fearlessness, which are compared to a lion within an infinite assembled gathering without any fearful apprehension. So the four fearlessnesses, those qualities, are compared to a lion. Lion is the animal is used as an example traditionally to of an animal which is not scared by any other animal. Usually, our animals can be are easily scared by other beings, but the lion, there's no other animal that can come up to the lion and scare him away. And so that's why the four fearlessnesses are illustrated by the lion. So that is because the lion is always fearless, can't be scared by anything, anyone else, such as the even the gods, the nagas, the rakshasas, they can't really scare the lion. So he always keep his ground. So those qualities or the fearlessnesses are the same. They correspond to this capacity to the to the Buddha to always keep his ground. Then the next are the 18 distinct qualities of the Tathagata, which are like space, which have nothing in common with anything else. And so those are the 18 distinct qualities, or the 18 unique qualities, or the 18 unshared qualities sometimes in translation. But basically they are qualities which are unique to the Buddhas. Even the 10th Bodhisattvas do not have those qualities. Next are the Muni's manifestations. So those are the qualities that correspond to the Rupakayas. And so the Muni's first manifestation to beings to be trained, the Rupakayas, in the two aspects of his body's marks and signs, since he appeared to distant and close disciples in those ways without their existing in essence, are like the moon reflected on water and the moon itself in the sky. So the two aspects are the Nyamanakaya and the Sambhogakaya. And so they appear to sentient beings, to those beings to be trained, those beings who have the capacity to be led on the path to enlightenment. And so it says, since he appears to distant and close disciples in those ways without their existing in essence. So that is distant and close disciple. Distant disciple correspond to those so beings to be trained, which are the impure, and those which are both pure and impure, to whom Nyamanakaya are manifested, or to who perceive the Nyamanakayas. And so those impure beings to be trained, and both pure and impure beings to be trained, who perceive Nyamanakayas. So or the Buddha then so display to them the Nyamanakaya, well, those Nyamanakaya do not exist in essence. And so they are like the moon reflected in water. So the first example corresponds to the Nyamanakaya that appear to those distant disciples. And then the close disciples, that refers to those bodhisattvas on the pure bhumis, who are able to see the Sambhogakaya. And so the Sambhogakaya, which also so appear to those beings to be trained, do not exist in essence. And so those Sambhogakayas are compared to the moon itself in the sky. So Nyamanakaya is the moon reflected in the water, and the Sambhogakaya is the moon in the sky, the actual moon in the sky.
Hmm. Yeah. So sui namja gebar she sab je ni ba che sumba de deta tum be long le tok ba sumba che la yan pe dun de tem ba shi de na ne shi be na ne da ni ba so sui namja gebar she ban de la yang ni so rang dun de nam chu gu la ye ba dal de yen de na ta de nam chu gu la yen dal de yen de she ba ta shen de kun zu su gu la ye ba min de na na min ge de bu yen de she ba so ne ni yu pe na ne dang bo dal de she ba de la yang de chen nam ba su mu so ne su de to she ba na mi ji ba she ba da ma de ba she ba su me pe na ne dang bo to she ba la ni u chen jan nyen gi ngo te ma dang a ni ni 에 천지 비인에 바라자와 넘바니 빈나네 낭보 천자 되는 게 뭐 때마 손에 에 다디 난 톱데라 쭈이 빈나네 낭보 내단 내 마이 마켄비 톱 사라 내단 내 마이 마켄비 톱데 주 눈 택천기 추라 담자 템보로 제발에 되니 에 중샤바이 손에 tenpo jeba le chungwa yin son le ngun tekchen ge chwe la damja tenpo se yon du loba lam ge kap su rangdun yije sengen de zenen dor ne rwa rangdun yije sengen de zenen dor ne tekwa chenpo ge da kar so re chwe sena le tekwa chenpo ge chwe da zo shen dun du shen gen dun dhubya de rwa shen gen dun dhubya de la damja tenpo che che ne ni tegwa mimbigi lam rangdun yije sengen de la lo micho ba ta ta rangdun yije la mijuk ba la so ba dezo ta tegwa chenbegi chwe la damja tenpo che ba so ne kantar shen gen dun dhubar che pegi ta tegwa chenbegi lam la juk ne de le shen ba la rangdun yije la so ba lo zane mikye war che ba la ka so re dindigi damja tenpo che ba le tenpo che ba so ne jeba la tene yude so ne dan ne mai ba ta ne dan ne mai ba sin re zo a da ngaran zo da ge na a so re gewa la tene dewa chung wa de ne yin ba ra gewa la tene dungal chung wa de ne mai ba re tene de ta le khang la tene debu khang jung ge ba ta te zo cha dang khem ba da le khang la tene debu khang mi jung wa khem ba de la ne dan ne mai ba khem bi to so re de chung yin so re Dene, ta top niba de legin, number miba kembeki tobe. De kala teni junga race, yon de, ta junga seno de so, dalde seni shegi yore, dalde seni shegi yore, dan dalwegin, ju kala karetin yore, yon de, loba lami kapsu, jumdegi chuela, yiche tembara chene, ta jumdegi chuela. Dala yiche tembo che, dene le jumde tashin tawa ne, sunga la soba, dene cheba, la teni, gedik sogi le namgi number member le gang la tene namin gang tene ga so jungyu ba la so ba namin gi namin du so ke ke ba dang so le bin de dan da ga so le sang gi gi semje de dan da dungal nyong sha ba de wa pe na da dungal ga so le nyong sha ba de nge ma le gang la tene jungyu ba cha da jungyu ba le gang sa sha ba yin ba da cha sang sang gi ken gi yo ba Tende khenpa di legi nambar mima khenpi ki tobu suwa ra.
So now the detailed explanation presenting each individually. There are two sections. First, presenting the qualities present as the result of elimination in the absolute Dhammakaya, corresponding to benefit for oneself. And then there are qualities present as the result of maturation in the relative Rupakaya, of benefit for others. So first, the qualities present as the result of elimination in the absolute Dhammakaya, of benefit for oneself. There are three sections corresponding to three sets of qualities. First, the 10 strength and the 4 fearlessnesses, and then the 18 distinct features. So first, the 10 strength. There's first an explanation of the meaning to be illustrated, and then authentifying them by illustration using analogies. And so, so first explanation of each of the 10 strength and what they are, what they correspond to, and then the second section we'll use example in order to illustrate to understand further what those. Qualities are. So first quality is because he formerly made a firm vow according to the teachings of the great vehicle, he knows what actions are in place and out of place. So that is, so the Buddha while on the path while following the Mahayana path, and so he made a firm vow according to the teachings of the great vehicle. That means he abandoned any kind of a selfish thoughts, any kind of a selfish frame of mind, and all those being abandoned. So he had that kind of a firm Mahayana kind of frame of mind, Mahayana motivations, Mahayana kind of vows. So because of that, really pledged strongly to be there for the benefit of others. And so that is because of this. Then he now, as a Buddha, knows what actions are in place and out of place. And so in place and out of place are the sometimes translated as the correct and incorrect neta nemin. And so what is in place, for example, is that he knows absolutely, you know, he knows to distinguish between what is wrong and what is not and what is correct. Distinguishing between, for example, knowing that, you know, from positive actions comes experience of happiness, and not experience of suffering, and that likewise from negative actions we don't enjoy happiness as a result, but only suffering. So what is in place is that to know that from negative actions comes experience of suffering, and what is out of place or incorrect is to think that from negative actions could arise a result of experience of happiness. So the second is, so that's the first one, so to know what is correct and what is wrong and what is correct. The second is, because he formerly relied on the teachings of on the cause and effect of actions, he knows the full maturation of positive and negative actions. And so he the Buddha, so because of his complete relying on and based on his understanding realization of those teachings on cause and effect, then he now, as a Buddha, knows the full maturation of positive action, negative action, means that he's able to know, knows, you know, what experience so sentient beings will have in result to a particular karma. So they're able to see that, you know, this karma, they've accumulated this karma, so they'll experience this, they accumulated that karma, so this they will experience as a result. And so this is the second strength.
Because he formally taught the Dhamma after determining the capacity of those to be trained, he knows all the differences in the sharp, medium, or dull capacities of sentient beings to be trained in terms of faith and so on. So, the third quality is the capacity to know all the different capacities of sentient beings. Difference between beings of sharp, medium, or dull capacity. And so, that is because he did teach the Dhamma a lot, and doing this after having, you know, investigating into this, into whether what is the capacity of the sentient beings they are teaching to, how can they teach according to their level, having taught in this way. So now as a Buddha, so they have this this capacity to know immediately the difference between the whether the sentient beings they are of sharp faculty, medial faculty, or dull capacity in relation to the
to this the different aspect of the Dhamma, of the path, such as faith and so on. The fourth is that because he formerly remained in accordance with the elements of those to be trained, he knows the various elements and affinities, such as for the three vehicles and so on. So the next is to know the various elements and affinities of sentient beings. So element, kam, or affinities, jik. So that refer here to the to this gotra or affinity that correspond to the to the three gotras of Shravakas, Pratika Buddhas, and Bodhisattvas. So that is to know whether there are people who follow the Shravaka path, or more people who have the capacity to follow the Pratika Buddha path, or there are more a type of person that would benefit more from the Mahayana teachings, and so he has the ability to know that. That's the next, the fourth, and then the fifth is because he formally taught the Dharma in accordance with beings' inclinations, he knows their various inclinations, and so that is knowing. So the knows what they wish for, what their aspirations are, and so they are able to, because they taught the Dharma, so before, in accordance with that, now as a Buddha, they have the capacity to teach in accordance with that, in accordance with the aspirations, the many diverse aspirations or inclinations of sentient beings.
That Sangi Gapsu, Kam Sundang, Janjupsum, Janjulasova, Kundui, Lam Tam Jes, that Kam Sum, the Kam Dang, Sukam Dang, Sumi Kam Lasova, Tizola, Kande Kandesi, Gedug, Giver Chibi, Lam Kandere, Dinashi, the Chigengi, Kasore, the Devalasova, Tower Cheva, Lam Gari, La Pengu, Sheva Lasu, Beg, Lam Rada, Chigden Beg, Lam Rada, Deni, that Tabu Janjupsum, Yendurangil Jansimgi. 이거 판도서 간데간데스 토규어리 딘디기 람기 넘바 마루바 케 켄토규어리 손 근들기 람 다음 제자 켄바 당 손에 응은 로바 람기 값서 띵에 진 체 메발라 다 곰디 체바 인디 에 데니 삼덴 당 소베 손에 다 삼덴 당 수메기 에 수 메바다 로아 삼덴 기 띵에 진 제 수메 시기 다 띵에 진 다노 네 넘버 타르바 게게 다 띵엔 된다 뇽주 응고이 띵엔 된다 소바 남당 소레 네 뇽몬젠다 남 뇽몬젠다 디마메바 넘버 장와 아 탐제 켐바 나 소레 나딜라 삼덴시 수메바시 남타르게 뇽주 응고 세바라 소바 데졸라 네 뇽몬젠다 뇽몬젠 마인바스네 간대치 지원들 삼대라 소바데서 뇌모젠 차로고요. 간대치 지원들 디마메바 단 남장이 남된데 차로고요. 대소양 차선 다 켄토교레 소렌디 네 삼대라 소바 다 가소르 뇌모다 뇌모젠 많이 막 켄바세나레 디마메바 켄비게 또 소네. 근데 이게 좀 맞지. 아, 네.
뇌모젠
뇌모젠당 뇌모젠 많이 막 뇌몽젠 쓰는 지마요 바로와 네 뇌몽젠 마임바 지마메바
김그래
어 어디서 찾아 맞다 삼든 다과다 마다과 뇌몽젠디 마다과로와 뇌몽젠 마임바 지마메바 다과다 남장기 남창로도 딘디기 삼든 예릭드소야 따띵이 생겨릭드 찾아 켄두고 제제 켄바당스
Six is because he formally trained in all the vehicles,
He knows all the paths to different destinations, those leading to the three realms, the three levels of enlightenment, and so on. And so, so he has also this capacity to know all the different paths, and so those are the path that says leading to the three realms, and so those are the worldly path, and there also knows the path that leads to the three levels of enlightenment, the enlightenment of Ashravaka, Pratika Buddha, or complete enlightenment, Buddhahood, and so has this capacity to know all those, to know all the path. Because of his former training in boundless concentration and through the dhyanas, he knows all the liberation life stories and absorption. Those where the emotions are present and those which are undefiled, complete purification. Namta sena namta ge kuru wala.
Namta ge ge tinga zini yoro. Life story mara. Life story kemba di wala wala yongre. Namta ge tinga zini ge zini yoro. Sujin sugla tayi namta na sumi sugla. Tadi nam tu, entah nak dupi nombor tarik siapa lah sebabnya dia ur.
So the and the Buddha, because while on the path, so he trained in all the limitless concentration, all the different types of concentration, meditative concentration, jhanas. He went through all the different levels, and so. He knows all the different level of concentration, and he knows where the emotions are present and those which are undefiled, complete purification. So when it says here, he knows all the liberation life stories. So maybe you take out life stories, because it's a reference to the eight. They call complete liberation. So there's those eight qualities called the eight complete liberations. So that is. That refer to the so the, because this is here we're talking about the meditative concentration, so those eight complete liberations also are types of meditative concentration, and so you have the eight complete liberations and the nine absorptions, you know, we were talking about earlier, you know, there are obscurations in relation to those nine levels, and so the absorptions or the so those nine levels, and so the and some are pure, some types of meditative concentration are pure without any defilement, without any destructive emotions, but some are not completely free of destructive emotions, and so he's able to know that. He has a very clear. He knows all the different types of samadhi, knowing which one have which type of obscurations and so on. And so, that's the seventh quality.
Bayu jebe, so that one lower long because gets out as a chew, massabam, gets out chunzun chin, that trolla, madame bacini, that's what it. Dupsha, but the day in by chew massin, bayu don temper, jebe coni, ranshin gi, wingi, serapta, digi, a gasore, a tabusodogi, sangi gikasu, ranshin. Gi, Mungi, Terap, Tamjian, the Castle, Tentu Grace, on a Kentu Grace, on a Mungi Terapji, Dinashi, Terap Digi Castle, that Joba Tinikandi, Jay, Duce, Dini, Joba Digi Jumsen, Lasopatizo, Dimudi, Mungi Terap, Mungi Joba Terap Digi Castle, Joba, Digi Jumsen, Jeba Jenny, Tamji, Kentu Grace, on a day, Kemba Della, Nuni, Jesu Chamba. Can be tops on the chicken can be top. Then he sent Pamikong Shin, Dadal, London, our chippy, sorry. That same gen shen la, Casor, a truck me chuba general, same gen shen la, Casor, Pamikong was the same gen shen, tra chu at the Yoruba, Zigzig Tangan, the Digicon, same gen shen, and Nipjata. aga sori neba diche yorba tinde gi kone pa me kung sin semjen de da la da kon su gi lo da tun bi kone de na wal che ba da chu gi de de zo na wal che ba de yimare de na wal che bi haksam gi da chu de me so na zo haksam se ri shem kona la da pen ba da tinde la sam ba da ne ro de de gi kone chu de bi jum chin gi Semjin Gangne Chipuada, Casore, Chipua can be topti, Jumare, Sone, the Chipua can soon Semjin Gangne, Chipuada, that near Gangne, Chipo Dorata, the Gangu, Gigu of Alaso Bata, Dinanji, the Dine Chipua and Gangu, Maki, Bargi, Basi Urbana, Barsida, Jebachin, Jeratam, Je, Manjabachin, Ken Tugres, on Kemba Della, Kemba. Hai migi number sheba can be top sore. That is so high migi munchigi stick to the Mandela, Caso Chibo can be top yansung, top tang song. Deni, that tamadi, when Sava secher. Chue tembe sore, new moon bodies of Papangarjava, the new moon bodies of separate week, Chedo, the mean chue tembe song, chue temba is global hammy caso, Sangzin dan. Tam nienda lasu ba duya dan dendri ki chedu maen ba chene zo nyumung ba separ chavi chedu juyo tenpa imi jumzin ki rangshin ki nyumung ba shiwa sakpa se chul da nyumung ba dezo kandesi se do kacelesi se sadu lashe chaba lasu ba dezo da kentu ba dela sakpa se ba kembe to sone sakze kembe to sone nyumung shiwa sakpa se chul kemba dan deyatar kembe topni namba ju sone
So the life stories come now, and says because he was formerly careful and did not waste his sources of good, he remembers past estates. He knows his own and others' successful succession of past lives, what was done in them, and the reasons for them. And so that is the eighth strength, this capacity to know past lives and So they know the past lives and of his own past lives and also of others and what they've done, the reason why they did what they did and so on, all that he's able to know. So because of his careful behavior, his ability not to waste, so the merit accumulated. The ninth is because it did not intimidate beings. So that is, you know, because he didn't scare others, you know, try to scare others, or, you know, sometimes we come and annoy others or create, you know, fear in others. So he didn't do that. And but instead he taught them the Dharma with the benevolent intention of making their benefit manifest. And so he has therefore the strength of clairvoyance, the divine eye. Which basically consists in knowing all the details of where beings have died or undergone transference and where they have taken rebirth, and so knowing all of this, all that happened, you know, where they were, what happened in the Bardo state, in intermediate state, and where they take rebirth. So that's the divine eye. And the tenth, the last one, is because he formally taught the Dharma to exhaust all contaminations. He knows how to pacify his own and others' emotions and how to exhaust all contaminations. So he knows the exhaustion of all contaminations, the exhaustion of all obscuration, because he really he taught the Dharma so as to do this, and so has now very much the capacity to for himself to always be free from those obscurations, have completely pacified the obscuration, and for others also now knows how to help them pacify it. So the strengths which are his knowing of these things are ten in number. So we'll stop here today.
Question? Yeah.
wanted to check if I understood right. When we're talking about in terms of the, I think what the Svabhavika Kaya,
mm-hmm.
and the Liberation Kaya and the Dharma Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
So we said that in terms of the benefit for others, just like space, they cause, but it's not really cause, the pure perception of the bodhisattvas,
mm-hmm.
what I think of the pure movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in terms of the benefit for others. And then there's one passage short that I understood as, because this is the benefit for the bodhisattvas.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was wondering, what is the benefit for ordinary sentient beings? And I think there is one passage, I don't know if I got it, but that is in page 15 on top. Non-defilement and wisdom, because they are the support for positive qualities, are the basis. I think this talks about the benefit for ordinary beings. I wanted to check it.
Hmm.
If it's correct.
What
was that? Non-defilement?
The project.
Basically, how do
the root text.
Liberation Kaya and the Dharma Kaya benefit ordinary beings?
Page.
Kapitsa should be 452.
ကျေရတော့ဘာမှမလုပ်ဘူးကာဝေးနေနေကျေရတော့အမ်အာတန်တော့ဒီနော်လို့တင်တယ်ကျေတော့ငါဆိုရဲအာဂျန်ဂျူစင်ဘီကဝန်ဘွန်ဒူလာအာငါထုံးလာဆိုပါတင်ဒီတင်ချေရဲဆင်ဆုံဆုံး ကျေးဇူးစံပါကြီးဝတ်တော့အင်းအင်းသူချင်းညီဝတ်တာဟာဒင်းတဲ့ချင်းစုံချပါတဲ့ဆိုကြီးတင်းကာဆိုရဲဂျန်ဂျူစံပါချိပူချိကြကြမာရဲစင်တယ်ဘာဒါတိတော့ဂျန်ဂျူစံပဲကြကြချေရရတဲ့ဒါတော့တိနောင်နေခလမ်တာဆာလနေဂျန်ဂျူစံပါတဲ့ဆိုရဲချေရရတဲ့ဒီကမှာသွင်းကြီးရဲစင်ဟာကောရာဒီနောင်လောရာပါရီရှေစုံစံဘူး dewi gi nang ni chok du jurba sagmi gi dewa di wang du tang ni sembe gi tanda ka so wang wudu gi chui la so bo den dee chini sumba yin song duwa di tanda di na xie xia bo di janju sembe wang du xie xia bo di chok du jurba xie gi wang du tang ni xie ba re di gi chun ni da ka so re sembe xie yin gi degi la so ba de zo yang da chun tu gi wa re di gong du xie ba dang wo wang ni xie ba di ni
So So we're talking about the so in the text we explain how the Buddha is the basis for this pure perceptions or experience to take place by means of the six extraordinary faculties of the Bodhisattvas and the six on the pure Bhumis, and so those are untainted experience of untainted bliss. Untainted happiness, and so those are the kind of supreme type of bliss or happiness that can be experienced, the untainted type. And so here in the teaching it was using these
supreme type. He was discussing the supreme type of bliss, how the supreme type of bliss come about based on the Buddhas, based on the Buddhas, but as a way also to illustrate what happens for other sentient beings. And so you just take that, we were just discussing more this the supreme type of kind of happiness or well-being that can be experienced, that is this experience, this untainted experience of the bodhisattvas and the pure bhumis, as a way to illustrate. And that can, you know, that can show, because, you know, they are the basis for all those, they are also, you know, the basis for all the more ordinary kind of qualities. It's like even those supreme qualities, they are the source of them. So, you know, even the other ones. So it's just discussing those as a way to illustrate, you know, what happens for sentient beings. And so that's why the meaning of what was expressed so earlier when detailing this, what was happening for those bodhisattvas in the 10th bhumi, and what was explained so later in the text, that means on page 15 that you mentioned here, those qualities in the mind stream of those to be trained, you know, just talk about the same thing. So.
Shira chiyu yares, tenwa. Karbu shi chesul li shi ondi, deni ta chenji chikarbu rova. Chenji karbu ondi, tanda sami ki tewa chesula kar cheni, ta chik shi bares rova. Ya tani shi shi bares. Ta chasang shi na shi chuyu marba ko. Tani di ki chuyu ni ta chasang tani shi. Karbu dulja ta chasang ki karbu ki chuyu ki chiyu yares. Chiyu ondi kande chiyu yares, chiyu ondi ta dulja ki nani.
So in that section of the teaching was explained how actually the Buddha, it was said that the Buddha is the basis for all the positive experience of sentient beings. It's Tibetan Chokarpo, that means the white dharmas, you know, the all virtuous things of sentient beings. When, you know, wondering what's the basis for those, then it was said that it is the Buddha. And when explaining how that is the case, he discussed only what happened for those bodhisattvas on the pure bhumis, and so just use that as a kind of a, just as an example, you know, just to illustrate what happens for the others. But just so, even though he didn't discuss what happened for the others, only those what happened for the with the six extraordinary perceptions of those bodhisattvas on the pure bhumi, that was used as a kind of as a way to illustrate, you know, what's happening in general for all sentient beings, you know, by taking as an example the kind of the most supreme, the best of all, you know, positive experiences.
It's okay. Yeah. Good. Then. Anybody else? First, second.
In page 28, in bringing ordinary beings to the lesser vehicle, the Buddha teaches the four seals. And the third is all phenomena are without true existence. So I was wondering, isn't that a Mahayana teaching?
Mahayana. Maybe Tantrayana.
Chutamche.
Tamji, dinala karşı yerse onu diyor va ganza ringi bacı gibi onu tam şey var mı tango tekmeyle şu dinir mi şimdi tekim diye onu tam tekmen kuran çok iyi çünkü tam bir damı iyi seyir çünkü tam bir damı iyi seyir karı damı reisi çünkü tam bir ganza ki damı reisi ganza ki damı reisi mi çünkü tam bir çünkü tam damı değil la ganza ki damı reisi çünkü damı reisi niye var şi tam bir ganza Si tam jadi tinggal kanza kita lagi tuh biar maris kanza kita lagi tambah, dah ni ni sih.
Cuit tam si kanza ki lagi tambah.
Dah ni res. Cuit tam
si
dah ni res sih. Ina ya, tak boleh cembur kita tang nasi sih gitu mar. Cipta kasur. Cagi mar.
So we present. So the presentation was, in accordance with those who follow the path in a more kind of gradual way. But also, you need to understand that when we said that all phenomena are devoid of self, that's also which is what is said in the Tibetan. All phenomena are devoid of self. This is also something that is accepted by the Hinayana. You know. And saying that the self is found nowhere, and there's no phenomena where you can find the self. You know, all phenomena are empty of the self of individual. You know, this self of individuals, you can't find it. You can't find it anywhere in any type of phenomena. That self, and so all phenomena are empty of self. And so they do also accept that. They just explain it. You know, differently that the way it is explained in the Mahayana.
Yeah. 네, 기타 쪽이 너무 시스템이. 대과 최종 차상이 제일 랭겨. 어. 차상이 제일 랭겨. 쪽이 다음에 생 가서 다음에 봤으면 제일 랭겨. 아니 저기 나눌라 간다. 대신이다 주로서요. 다음에 생 모시여로 동바생이 시여.
And so because you know also those four seals are accepted by all Buddhists, you know. This is a kind of a defining features of all Buddhists, so you accept that, you know, that aspect also the selflessness of all phenomena are devoid of self and actually in those Hinayana teachings this is this aspect of emptiness and is also discussed quite at length, you know, especially when we come to the 16 minor aspects of the Four Noble Truths. You know, there's the aspect of emptiness is there and is as one of those 16 aspects and is discussed in that context, you know. It's just that the way they explain is different, you know.
It's okay? Makes sense? Second.
I was just wondering, up until now, when we have been referring to Dharmakaya in conjunction with like, the realization of wisdom, and on page 36, it says the Dharmakaya has 30 qualities of elimination, and I know they kind of cross over, but I just wondered why.
Elimination rather than more wisdom. So does it have the liberation fire as being, you know, in conjunction with elimination as well? Okay, so. Think of the 직 독배차니 나는 했더니 독배차다 즉 남자로 와 타탄다데야 네 중국이 연댕기 즉 성의 가수데 다웨 연댕데 즉 남인기 연댕다 즉 다웨 연댕다 다 다와 다와 즉 빵와도 인지 된 즉 즉바 레디 가수데 비치 뭐든 즉 고투 인사로 어디 인사로 디 즉이요 간다스고 그랬다 니가라죠 엘리미네이션 라이더 그냥 죽게 봐 간다고 했어
휴고기 알레
방 방어 때문에 지 죽고대 지 방어자라 지 맞도 봤더니 지 독배자라 뼈네더니 죽고세 다 지그러 와 진짜들 방어자도 바샤로 와 다 단다야 Dawa chate choku ta nyam tu tin jar gi do ase.
Dalje.
Dalje.
Dalje se ne.
Dalje.
dalvin devo se un die tati canesi lavori. Nanzoge karse tana namdul kushi bikap su pawa sing chi tuwa ti dang danda ki dalwa sing ni ni karso dalde sing kha kha pawa sing ni ko nyomo ba de zo pawa ki cha de zo la ra ta pang pang sing ni tebu karso re nyomo ba de zo pawa ki cha ni 에 셰도고 빵빵하나 셰도고 다나게 달데 세운데 아 가르세오레 직 달리게 데부 달리게 데부 세운데 빵와 빵위게 깨자 다 빵위 깨자 근데 강 말에 단다게 달데 세운데 그러나 잘 샤와 즉 가르쳐 버리 람 아 데네나 샤난 리서 람 두고니 데니 가서 즉 마다 비차대서 생각은 하는 유무 받아서 람 찬찬도 온다 아 달위기 차 이때 대시 잡던데라 만대면 어떻게 아 빵 지원데 산지게 빵도니기 차스체 당다게 달 생긴데라 데니 빵도기 가서 빵와딘 디게자 간요 말로 빵도기 게자데 간요 말 토이 지 나라 람 두발라 때네 데니 지 람 두봉디 다 뉴몽 마세나 마다 비차도 르마신도 파 달루와 네바 차루와 근데 지 차니 신도 근데 단다지 다 빵세온디 간소기 가서 찍뉴스 파 근데 되게 되게는 빵세온디 찍 깜주니 빵상에 쏟아져 Tini dal sendiri korang sih ni pan dal dunia sunat sih. Tini kita di share juga. Tini nanti danda cik pangtok sendiri. Kalau sanji korang ye, yendun di chani sih nuru pangtok. Danda kini dal wi yendun sendiri. Kalau sore yendun di, kalau sanji yendun di lemah tu. Dal madal sendiri, kalau yendun di telinga mana. Dal model singing di, tapi yang tinggi. Dal wigi, dal cahdi. Kaso dal ni top shawa di, tapi top jual asal batu so yang tinggi. Dal model singing di, dal model korang yang tinggi dal lagi oma. Yang tinggi shagi oma. Jadi kita cikit deh sih, mati panas jenuh. Dal ada dini bedek.
Those two. Are different. So as Kimbo was saying, maybe not was not so easy to explain the difference. And in Tibetan, where the words are different, one is pang and the other is jal, so pretty different words. But in English, we use the same word elimination, so that might be even more difficult. We'll see. So you have one which is so pang as elimination as opposed to realization, and those two aspects, elimination and realization, are qualities of the Buddha, qualities of the Buddha himself. In with pang, there's very much a sense of being active and doing some eliminating. The other term, jal, is sometimes, so it's translated as actually we're talking about dalje, which is translated here as the result of elimination, and the other case was the elimination itself that was discussed. Dalje is the result of elimination, also translated as result of freedom, or there's this aspect of freedom that is the result, you know. So dal means more freedom, so it's not like a it's just happened to be free. There's more, it's much more, you know, it's passive in that, you know, it's just happened to be free from this, you know. These things are not there, so the obscurations are not there. And so in the so those qualities, for example, of the ten strength manifest as a result of freedom, or the result of elimination. So the aspect of elimination of freedom in Jal is not a quality, you know, as it was in the other one. It's just the qualities are the ten strength, and whether, you know, it is free or not free from, you know, that has nothing to do with the qualities. The qualities manifest when, you know, it is free from those, when those obscurations are not there. And so the actual qualities are the ten strength, and the it's not the freedom or the elimination aspect. Whereas earlier, when we talk about elimination, pang, as opposed to realization, thought, those are actual qualities of the Buddha, the quality of elimination we talk, and the quality of realization. So those are it's really so there are two different things. But,
Dirwa dije wa dini pangto yi bache sanje ge pangwa dang to ba sirwa dini ja kran sanje cha ge ge wa ta di gan la a ka sore di yo bai na di shenda yi bache di ba sore bache re ta di ba di dal sirwa dal ma de sing di ke ja she ge wa pang tok sing di pangwa na to ba sing di ke ja she ge
The Buddha, so also we have those, so the Buddha has those two qualities of elimination, pang, and realization, to. And so it's like you could take the example of the hand, where this would be the aspect of realization, and this is the elimination, right? This is what, you know, the qualities of the Buddha. You can't have one without the other. You can't just have the inside of the mind, the hand, and not the, you know, the top. So this is the realization. This is the elimination. Now, if you have something that covers it, that, you know, like something that you can't see it, when this is removed, so this is free from this, you know, this is free from this obscuration, so this is jal, this is freedom from this is jal. So it's not a quality, this jal, this freedom, this is not a quality of the hand, or not a quality of the Buddha himself, but it's just something that, you know, has been removed, and so those qualities can therefore, you know, reveal themselves, such as the ten strength and so on. So it's this is the difference.
Makes sense?
Finish? Yeah, finish now. Sibin zolendro